Well, hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. I got another UFO story. This one is 1984. This is a Soviet submarine in 1984 encounters with underwater UFOs. Submarine captain, first rank, Alexei Korozov, who repeatedly encountered unidentified underwater objects, spoke about the incident that occurred in 1984. It should be noted that he is far from the only one who broke the silence and conveyed to the public the amazing details of the event taking place in the seas. I always knew they were under this water. Being on combat duty, the submarine followed a strictly planned course. There should not have been any more submarines in the area at the time. However, two mysterious objects were clearly visible on the radar. Yeah. So they must have had propulsion if they could be picked up by radar. Huh. The signal man immediately pointed to them as the speed of their movement significantly exceeded the allowable speed limits of a submarine. Unidentified underwater objects developed speeds up to 300 kilometers or 168 miles per hour, instantly changing direction, quickly rose in up into the upper water layers, and also rapidly descended to the depths. Captain Alexei Korozov decided to raise the surface in order to better examine a mysterious escort. Three people came out on the bridge, the captain himself and two other officers. In front of them, a domed object literally flew out of the water. Its size did not exceed 5 meters. However, the physical data simply did not fit into his head. The command of the submarine came to the conclusion that in front of him is a device that is not belong to the people or the military. It's something else, more developed. The UFO began to emit a greenish light. Rays were direct in four directions from it. The captain ordered to quickly take cover in the submarine and begin diving into the water. The UFO descended behind him and directly one of the beams of at the submarine. The equipment inside the submarine turned off. It was probably an EMF pulse. All participants in the event heard a sound resembling a work of a clutter, a cutter, work of a cutter. Some of those inside the submarine were very frightened that this mysterious object was trying to sink the sub. The captain admits that he did not know what to do at that moment. All equipment was turned off, depth, about 160 meters. But a few minutes later, it was all over. The UFO moved at high speeds into the depths. According to the captain of the sub, their apparatus was probably scanned and identified by representatives of other civilizations. Jeez, I'm having a hard time with long words today. It says later in 2017, Vladimir Zahi published a Russian book. It was only published in Russian. There Are UFOs, History of UFOs, dedicated to the cases observing the various sailors and submarines of UFOs in the seas and oceans. According to this Russian Academy of Natural Science, Vladimir, there are UFOs, but most cases are explainable phenomena. 5% of them go to the unknown category, and there's a long history of Russian sightings. By 1990, entry into Russia was somewhat easy due to Russian Gashnat reforms. Josh Bali met with Alex Gorbachev, or whatever, Korzov, and then in 1992 wrote the book, The UF Chronicles of the Soviet Union, Cosmic Simdat, published in 1992. If you want a full version of this, you can go to NICAP and they can give you a full version of it. Yeah. Oh, and if you know, if you like these stories, you know, click subscribe. Or thank you. Keep your stick on the ice.